Detective Anthony, did they get the terrorist or not? There is doubt developing in Germany.
We cannot confirm that he was in fact the driver.
That's Berlin's police chief a short while ago, as a newspaper report cites another police source saying they have the wrong guy, suggesting the man who drove the truck through a crowded Christmas market yesterday is on the run and armed.
At the moment, we have to assume it was a terrorist attack.
German Chancellor Angela Merkel, the man taken into custody after the attack that left 12 dead and nearly 50 injured, denies he was the driver.
A 23-year-old, known to police, a refugee, but he had been known for petty crimes and not terrorist acts. The media is referring to him as Navid B. He arrived from Pakistan and Germany a year ago.
Fox's Amy Kellogg. Shots fired outside the U.S. Embassy in Turkey. It's now closed. And it happened not long after the Russian ambassador was assassinated. Fox's Alistair Wanklin live in our Asia Bureau.
That's right, Dave. A gunman approached the U.S. embassy with a pump-action shotgun concealed beneath his coat. He opened fire before guards tackled him. This hours after an attacker shot dead Russia's ambassador to Turkey. That at point-blank range, the killer citing Russia's attacks on the Syrian city of Aleppo. President-elect Donald Trump blaming the assassination and the attack in Germany on Islamists. He said all terror networks must be eradicated, Dave.
Alistair, the president-elect also thanked his supporters after winning the Electoral College vote, adding in a tweet, despite all of the distorted and inaccurate media.
This is my America!
She protested in Wisconsin as Trump electors and supporters chanted. In the end, only two Trump electors from Texas went against him. Five abandoned Hillary Clinton, and more tried but failed. And in the end, Donald Trump beat Hillary Clinton with 304 electoral votes to 227. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
The time to get your business ready for 2017 is now. So if you're ready to upgrade to a phone system that will deliver better business communications in the coming year, there's never been a better time to switch to Vonage Business, because our end-of-year sales event is on now. Switch to an award-winning phone system that boasts over 40 business-class features, including virtual receptionist, to give your company a 24-hour professional presence, and a free mobile app to keep you seamlessly connected on the go. Switch before the end of the year to take advantage of our limited-time phone sale, starting at 50% off. You'll also get a discount on the monthly service fee and waived activation to save you even more in the new year. Don't miss the Vonage end-of-year sales event and join the 75,000 other businesses that have already switched to Vonage Business. Hurry, offer ends December 31st. Visit Vonage.com/December or call 1-800-5-VONAGE. Terms and conditions apply.
This holiday season, let kindness come with every gift and blessings with every greeting. Starfire wishes the wonderful blessing of Christmas remains with you and your family throughout the year. Starfire, 979-776-2215.
Children's eyes sparkle with anticipation, cheery voices and carols, steaming mugs of hot apple cider. Holiday magic is truly alive in Texas, and the Texas Trading Post hopes that you and your family are touched by the wonders of Christmas time. The Texas Trading Post, your local online superstore for everything Texas. They're serious about fun Texas stuff at txtraders.com. Merry Christmas, y'all, from the Texas Trading Post.
What would you be able to do with 45 horses? With the John Deere 45-horsepower tractor from Sioux Falls Prater, you'll conquer every chore from moving bales to shredding pastures and more. And you'll save money. Get a 5045E for as low as $13,499. Plus, John Deere 5E tractors now come with a no-cost, industry-leading 5-year powertrain warranty. Get to cptractor.com today. Offer ends December 31st, 2016. Restrictions apply. 5-year, 2,000 hours, whichever comes first. See the limited warranty for new John Deere turf and utility equipment at dealer for details.
The George Bush Presidential Library and Museum at Texas A&M University is dedicated to preserving and making available the records and artifacts of George H.W. Bush, 41st President of the United States. The Bush Library promotes civic literacy, increased historical understanding of our national experience, and fosters a community of public service and volunteerism. They offer rich educational and public programs, original museum exhibits, and access to archival holdings. Learn more about events, exhibits, and educational programs. Log on to bush41.org.
Bring Messina Hoff home for the holidays. Come visit us at the winery, and we can help you select your holiday wine and gifts. This year, make it Messina Hoff.
WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 7. It's 36 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by groundshuttle.com. Frequent and reliable luxury shuttles between BCS and both Houston airports. Commute in comfort with groundshuttle.com. Let them do the driving. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Last night, just after 10, College Station police responded to the 1600 block of Southwest Parkway near Bee Creek Park. According to police, two victims said three suspects confronted them while they were taking out their trash. One suspect pointed a gun at them and demanded valuables. The victims complied and were not injured. The suspects were described as three black teenage boys. Anyone with information is asked to contact CSPD. Add the Bryan School Board to the growing list opposed to being rated by the state by an A through F letter grade. Board President Trey Moore says campus grades will cause parents to overlook the district's specialized academic programs.
Then realize that there is an IB or a Project Lead the Way or, you know, a STEM academy in the junior high or a pre-IB type academy in a junior high, you know, a true GT academy in elementary.
Doug Wunnenberger has no problem with having a different accountability system.
It's apparent to me that the system was never meant to improve student performance. It's a pecuniary accounting at the public schools in general.
Bryan and College Station are among more than 60 school boards calling on the legislature to drop the letter grade rating before the new system starts next fall. College Station police officers have issued one ticket and 88 warnings during the first month of the city's new ban on wireless devices while driving and bicycling.
We've had a handful that came in from out of town. Mainly the violators are residents that are in Bryan and College Station.
Lieutenant Steve Brock says to tell your family and friends coming into town for the holidays about the ban.
Tell them, hey, when you get into the city of College Station, put the phone away, put directions to my house in your phone in an audible mode, or Bluetooth, or on your GPS that's mounted to your dash, so you know how to get here. Don't use your phone when you get into town.
Brock says most drivers have said they forgot about the ban or did not know there was one. One of the newly elected members of the Bryan City Council has compiled a list of what he wants to address in the next 3 years. Ruben Marine on WTAW's The Infomaniacs says the list includes unity on the council.
Second on that list that the citizens voiced were the unity on the city council.
Then comes city services.
We have a great city staff that does just a wonderful job. Mm-hmm. So we'll work to continue those city services and make sure they're on par with the rest of the city for District 1.
Marine says topping the list is street improvements. Now that it's been a few weeks since the new mayors of the Twin Cities had their first competitive event, it was time to ask the big question on the Infomaniacs.
I don't know who won the Walmart challenge.
Well, you're going to really make me do that, huh?
I got to. I mean, I haven't heard anything, and so I figure I'm going to roll it out.
Bryan Mayor Andrew Nelson kept the suspense going for a few moments on who won the annual Salvation Army Bell Ringing Challenge.
The streak continues.
The streak continues.
All
that's right.
Right. Well, congratulations on that. That's fun.
Nelson noted the winner was the Salvation Army, which continues bell ringing at various locations. WTAW News Time is 8 minutes after 7. It's 36 degrees. Text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. This Look at News, it's brought to you by groundshuttle.com. More news at 7:30 or on our website at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Traveling can be stressful. Let groundshuttle.com transport you to and from the Houston airports with ease. Ground Shuttle is a local company that offers frequent and reliable shuttles between Bryan College Station and both IAH and Hobby airports. Commute in comfort with luxury shuttles with reclining seats, power outlets, and Wi-Fi on select shuttles, so you can take care of business while we take care of the traffic. With Ground Shuttle, you're...
Green Teams welcomes Texas A&M Student Business Services to its family of customers. Like many other businesses, Texas A&M Student Business Services uses Green Teams for interior plantscaping. Green Teams also offers short-term plant rentals and features large outdoor containers for plants on patios. Make your work environment more pleasant with plants. For more information about interior plantscaping, call Susie Gallagher with Green Teams, 823-7551. Green Teams.
Traveling can be stressful. Let GroundShuttle.com transport you to and from the Houston airports with ease. Ground Shuttle is a local company that offers frequent and reliable shuttles between Bryan-College Station and both IAH and Hobby airports. Commute in comfort with luxury shuttles with reclining seats, power outlets, and Wi-Fi on select shuttles, so you can take care of business while we take care of the traffic. With Ground Shuttle, your commute to Houston airports has never been easier. And ask about our in-town charter service and private car service in the new Mercedes S350. GroundShuttle.com. Let us do the driving.
Dayhill, a Xerox company, is the leader in business solutions for over 20 years. We're more than just copiers. Let the Dayhill team help you create document and content management in a safe and secure environment that will store and retrieve your important data quickly. Whether you're looking for copy equipment, managed print services, IT solutions, or fax and scan services, let the local Dayhill sales team help you find the perfect solution with our Dayhill 360 assessment. Local service, local sales, local knowledge is Dayhill's customer service commitment to you. Contact Dayhill locally today, 774-2200, or at Dayhill.
Come on down to Hillco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Metal roofing has gained popularity in Texas over the past few decades for good reason. One roof that can withstand the challenges of the changing Texas weather is a quality, durable metal roof from Hillco. Hillco metal roofs will not rot, burn, or peel, and can brave wind and hail that would leave conventional roofs in the dust. Heat-reflective Hillco roofs also reduce your energy costs by lowering attic temperatures during the summer. Stop by Hillco, just 2 miles south of Navasota on Highway 6, to see all their color and profile options. Or call 936-822-5500.
Come on down to Hillco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Hillco Metal Roofing Supply, 936-825-0500 or hillcosupply.com.
Good morning, it's 7-Eleven, Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Action Sports, home of the Can-Am Spider and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East. Click on actionsportstx.com.
Partly cloudy to clear skies going through the night with low temperatures by early Tuesday morning, a chilly 25 to 30. Now it will turn milder over the next several days into midweek with fair weather continuing. Mostly sunny skies on Tuesday with a high of 50. Fair weather at night, staying above freezing, mid-30s on Tuesday night. And Wednesday, sunny and again even milder, low 60s. This is meteorologist Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, going to hear a little bit from Gary Blair. His squad is gearing up to take on Dayton today. So the ladies will be in Orlando taking on Dayton, and then they'll be taking on Syracuse come tomorrow. Also, some bowl games. One was yesterday. One will be today. Good news also for Aggies is that Miles Garrett's going to hang around, at least for the Aggies bowl game. And we don't know if he's going to be here next year or not, but he's not going to be. Either way, we'll talk a little bit about that, as well as Tom Savage.
Yeah.
Not Brock Osweiler will be the man come Saturday for the Houston Texans. That money really going to work for Houston and company. All that more coming up in sports.
So now, do you have this torn allegiance when the women play Syracuse later?
Oh, no.
Okay.
Right. No.
Okay.
GB and I are BFFs.
Okay.
She interviews him every week.
Yeah.
On
Clip so, Howard Show. Okay. No, I didn't. And I didn't happen to make it to a women's game when I was up there, okay. Believe it or not.
Yeah.
She was too busy, okay. Snowed in.
So probably. I was excited for them last year. They had a really good run. They finished second in the NCAA tournament. So I always cheer for the Orange when they're not playing the Aggies.
Okay. That's fair enough. Yeah. So, We're not a sports station. We don't play one. We have stations for that. But this whole thing about players deciding to not play in their bowl game.
Yeah.
Now, when is that going to become a thing? Because it may just become a thing.
It kind of already is.
It already is a thing.
Well, but the deal also is, all right, so we're talking these top-notch players. And, folks, you know, we have, 40 bowl games now. And if you're not playing for the national championship, why do you want to risk an injury?
Right? Yeah.
So McCaffrey, this guy from Stanford,
mm-hmm.
who's a pretty good ball player, and his dad's a coach, and he's an assistant coach in pro football. He's decided he doesn't want to play because he wants to prepare for the draft. Okay, so he's a top-notch player, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, what happens if you're that offensive lineman who's a senior who thinks, well, you know, I'm a fifth-round draft choice right now. If I work, maybe I can elevate myself to a third-round draft choice, so I'm not going to play in the Lusitania Bowl or whatever.
Yeah, but generally you're only talking about guys who are projected at least to go in the first round and high.
I understand, but let's take that farther.
But think about how much money there is difference between one or two rounds.
Yeah,
and so what Scott's saying, you could, yeah.
Go ahead.
No. Yeah, what you're saying is, yeah, fifth round, you jump up to even the fourth round, you're talking about thousands of dollars potentially.
So that becomes a completely different deal than a rock star player. This ends up being somebody who's, you know, down in the trenches. Well, they got the same right to get better.
Or think about even further down in the rounds versus not being drafted at all.
Well, you also have to think of it in context, too, in that both of these guys have gone through injury troubles this year. Leonard Fournette has hardly gotten to play, and Christian
McCaffrey.
That's
because he's too busy fighting on the sideline with coaches.
I'm not sure that he's not a little bit of a toot.
Diva.
Well, yeah, there you go. Yeah.
they're
if a
good,
guy could be a diva, yeah.
There are good and bad things, I think, about him. I mean, I know he also gave a lot of money whenever South Carolina had the floods.
Yeah. Okay.
He wanted to auction off his jersey. So not
good. Oh, I was that's like, good. He gave what money? That's Who's good. He getting money from? Hmm?
So now,
the
but
school.
The deal, but here's the deal. Now, then do you start putting a little crack in the whole team thing?
Yeah.
You know, a little, he's here until he's not.
It was interesting. Ezekiel Elliott posted or tweeted the other day that he thought it was kind of weird that these guys were backing out of the bowl games, because he would do anything to be in that scarlet and gray one more time with my brothers.
There you go. Yeah.
But then someone retweeted and said, mind you, he left before his senior year.
Right. But that being said,
but he finished out his season.
Right.
And so
it's a little bit different whenever you're talking about as far as finishing out the year. But
right.
Again,
I agree.
Like I said, McCaffrey, and this is why some folks were wondering about Myles Garrett, is because he's been injured. He's been injured quite a bit. And from everything that you understand, at least looking at it on social media and things, it doesn't seem like McCaffrey's teammates are real put out with him about him not playing
cool.
in the bowl game.
And that's good. I mean, if they're good with it, who are we to question?
Right.
I mean, if they're good with it, then I'm all right with that.
Right. And I mean, he's in the Sun Bowl. It's just kind
it's
of a,
the Sun Bowl.
It's
right.
like the Texas Bowl, but in El Paso.
Yeah.
So
right. Yeah. All right, so Ezekiel Elliott, you know, you mentioned him, and he jumped in the pot, you know,
right.
which was kind of neat, and the NFL smartly decided not to fine him.
Mm-hmm.
As Doug Gottlieb said, they may be dumb, but they're not stupid.
Doug Gottlieb.
Yeah. So now, with that, does this cause the Mayor's Challenge to maybe take on a new angle next year?
Well, did you hear that, I think it was on America's First News, I was listening, the sales went up, or not sales, I guess donations increased 61% in the last day.
That's outstanding.
And apparently the general donation was $21, which is 21's number.
Wow. Oh, cool.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Well, so, you know, we might just mention to the mayors to kind of ramp their game up next year.
So flag football, and if you score a touchdown, jump in the pot.
Yes.
What you're saying?
Well, I'm just saying College Station, you know, is kind of on a losing streak to Bryant on this
thing. Yeah, was it 7 years in a row?
Something like that. So, I mean, if you really want to up your game,
here's
a
chance for Mayor Mooney to really solidify his place among the greats.
Just saying, next time. All right, so I'm a little intrigued over the whole deal about the school board not wanting us to use A, B, C, D, and F.
Right.
And I get that, but here's what I want to say, and they make very compelling arguments.
Mm-hmm.
But the deal is, right now, the public doesn't understand what these grading systems mean anyhow. Need improvement. What does that mean? I don't understand. Give me something I grew up with, which was a letter grade. And you can use, I don't care how many categories. I think they've got 5 categories. Mm-hmm. I don't care. Use 10 categories. But they want to see, the legislature thinks the public wants to see, put it in the right context here, what their school district is doing and not doing. And, of course, once again, legislators suddenly believe just because they've been elected to the House or Senate, they are authorities on everything now.
Mm-hmm.
And somehow or other, they're professionals when they're not politicians. They have jobs to do. So do you want school administrators to come tell you how you should be running your, you know, steel pressing company or whatever you happen to have? But just because you got elected, it doesn't mean that you are an authority that can tell educators how to do their job. That being said, there are a whole bunch of people who are not happy with the quality of public education. They're paying their taxes. Do you look at your property tax statement? Do you look at how much you're paying in school taxes? I mean, I just want you to notice that. For years I've thought, you know, if all you do is write your check to the mortgage company, you don't look at your tax statement, mm-hmm. that's not a good thing. We spend a hell of a lot of money on public education. Mm. And I don't know that we're getting our money's worth. So, I mean, I want to go in that direction, right. too. So as a consumer, as a taxpayer, and yes, you pay tax even if you rent, if you are a taxpayer, you should care what kind of education your kiddos get. And I guess we're trying to just come up with some way to measure it so that you know. But you as a parent can find out by, interacting with your teachers, PTOs, things like that.
Yeah, getting more involved. And not necessarily saying joining an organization, but just, you know, being involved and knowing what's going on in your kid's school.
Observe it.
Yep.
See what your child might actually be interested in. That'd be a cool thing, wouldn't it?
Well, are we looking at like a possible like pass fail? Correct me if I'm wrong, Chelsea, on this, but is that kind of what they're looking at? Or
yeah. So and Scott, you're gonna have to help me with this. Sure. Right now, what is the accountability system? Is it, you know, the excellent or the
right? What happens is if you want to divide it into just two camps. Yeah, you're doing okay.
No,
or
you're not.
Need improvement.
Right, and now they're trying to bring like out an A through F letter grade, but school boards aren't happy because they're saying they're not taking into account also, you know, some outlying factors. But I don't know how you're supposed to do that.
Everybody got stuff going on.
Exactly, yeah. And so the example, and I think the newscast that's going to come up at 7:30 was the story about the third grader who was sleeping through class and not performing well because they were taking care of the baby in the household and having to stay up and change diapers and as a third grader. And yeah, that's very, very unfortunate. But how do you take every single one of those examples and put it into
an equation?
An equation. Yeah.
And you can't. And that's terrible. But again, that is obviously teachers should care about their students. I agree with that. And some care a lot. And that's what makes them great teachers. But that's not part of their job, knowing these things that they don't know. I mean, they shouldn't know.
Well, and this is a text just came in. This is kind of an interesting point. You know, the school districts use A through F to grade students.
Sure.
Why doesn't it work for them?
And that is the reason that the legislature went to that.
Right.
I mean, that was the reason that they wanted to come up with something that regular people could understand.
Mm-hmm.
They want to be able to have some sort of quantifier, if you will. Because if you're saying, needs improvement, you know, or excellent. I mean, whether it's the very highest or the very lowest, you need to be able to come up with something where a parent can understand if this school is actually performing as it's supposed to. And unfortunately, and teachers can certainly tell stories that none of us knows about what schools have to do that have nothing to do with A's and B's and C's and
standardized testing.
And learning to two plus two is four. I mean, here's a kid who had to get up in the middle of the night who's in third grade to feed one of his siblings. That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Well, and that's a reflection
on the parents. As an 8-year-old or a 7-year-old.
And right, and that's a social thing. Now, how far are schools supposed to get into having to do those things?
Right.
There are campuses in these cities who have washers and dryers on their campus because that's the only way the kids will have clean clothes. Yeah, in the town you live in. Do you want to hear that? I mean, do you really want to hear that? But it's true. And, you know, we're better off than a whole lot of districts. A lot of districts don't have the money to be able to do those things, and they still have kids who have the same needs. Mm-hmm. So that's what we're up against. And I don't know that there's an easy rating. But, again,
no.
I hate the fact that elected officials think that they have the answer on one side. But the other side is you do need to know what kind of school district your kid is going to school in. Hello.
Well, I also think you could probably use that A through F system to rate school finance and probably the legislators' jobs in Austin kind of explain how they're performing as well if you're going to rate everybody A through F.
Oh, that's kind of interesting.
Yeah
throw it back
mm-hmm.
on you. Yeah. But again, see, the school boards can't say that, so that's why they're all going to the courthouse.
And basically, I think the local school boards and the other 60 in the state are just saying you can't group us all into this same equation because we're all so different. So they're trying to figure out how they can be graded on both community input and state input.
Well, and that takes you to a whole nother kettle of fish, which is the 10% rule.
Mm-hmm.
The 10% rule. You know what? The top 10% at high school in River Oaks is different than the top 10% of a school in Comus Neal.
I'll say it right now. It was different when I was in high school between Bryan and Consol.
Sure.
The top 10% was different.
Yep.
And so you're right. It's hard to categorize those things.
Template or four templates or whatever is hard to do because we got more than 1,000 school districts in the state of Texas.
Yeah.
And I know they're trying to struggle with that. And that's not even on the finance side of it, as the caller mentions, you know, bringing that up as well. Okay, I'm sorry. Right here around Christmas. Didn't mean to do that.
Thanks, Scott.
Yeah.
There's our Debbie Downer rant for the day.
That's exactly right. But anyway.
Oh, well, Ben's coming in later maybe, so.
yeah, he may down it for us too. All right, 725. Let's check the Brazos Valley weather right now. It's brought to you this morning by the folks at Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications at 775-2929. Well, you know, sometimes we have cold Christmases and sometimes we have warm, so maybe you're going to have to translate the weather that we had earlier this week toward your Christmas, because Christmas isn't going to be that way now. It's going to be 52 today, and we're going to have some sun. Actually, mostly sunny skies as we move on through the week. Tomorrow, nice day, 63. Then on Thursday, looking at a high of 58. No more freezes. We're not going to freeze tonight or tomorrow night. And then here you go. A little chance of some showers on Christmas Eve day, but a high of 72 degrees. I know, 72. And then on Christmas Day, we're looking at a high of probably 73. Right now, we got 35 out there.
Give your truck authority. Texas Truck Riggins will help you hook up your rig the way you want it.
Texas Truck Riggins Sandblasting Services offers a fast, affordable way to properly clean metal without using harmful chemicals. Once an item is blasted, it's ideal for color powder coating. From project vehicle parts to rusting metal entry gates and fence sections, trust your sandblasting and color powder coating to Texas Truck Riggins.
Visit Texas Truck Riggins on South College Street across from the Lake of the Bryan Municipal Golf Course. Find us on Facebook or visit us at txtruckriggins.com.
David Gardner's Jewelers in College Station is conducting a massive jewelry liquidation. This is the most spectacular sale in their 33-year history. Now, save up to 60%.
To prepare for this historic event, the entire inventory has been reviewed, and millions of dollars of inventory has been identified that must be sold.
This multi-million dollar collection of fine jewelry, diamonds, and more is being offered for immediate sale, all at sacrifice prices.
Don't miss your incredible opportunity to acquire exceptional fine jewelry and watches for both yourself and those that are special to you, just in time for holiday gift giving, all at sacrifice liquidation prices.
Now, take advantage of this unprecedented sale until the massive multi-million dollar collection is sold.
This gigantic jewelry liquidation event is taking place exclusively at David Gardner's Jewelers, 911 University Drive East.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
The North Carolina governor's race was tight, but when the dust cleared, Republican incumbent Pat McCrory was defeated by Democrat Roy Cooper. So Republicans who control the state legislature went into emergency session. They wrote legislation to limit the amount of power the incoming governor would have. The law would cut the number of appointments a governor can make by 80%. Cabinet members he appoints would have to be confirmed by the Republican state Senate. Authority for the state Board of Education will be transferred from the incoming governor to an elected superintendent who happens to be a Republican. Democrats and Republicans would share power over the state Board of Elections. During odd years when there are no elections, a Democrat would chair the board. During the election years, a Republican would chair it. Well, liberals in North Carolina and beyond are spitting mad. They are outraged. Angry protesters were arrested for disrupting the emergency session, and the protests continue. They're claiming they're being disenfranchised. The incoming Democrat governor threatening lawsuits. The drive-by media calling it a coup. They conveniently omit the fact that when a Republican was elected lieutenant governor in the 1980s, North Carolina Democrats in charge stripped his powers. It's not a coup and the voters aren't being disenfranchised. It's politics. And this is what it looks like when Republicans have a spine. That's all this is. And we'll see if it actually holds up.
I kind of doubt it.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. One click and my job was posted to 100-plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100-plus job sites. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/connect. That's ZipRecruiter.com/connect.
Hi, I'm Larry Wysoon, life member of the Dallas Safari Club. Please join us January 5th through 8th at the Dallas Convention Center for DSC's annual Greatest Hunter Convention on the Planet, where you'll see over 1,800 exhibits of the finest guides, outfitters, wildlife artists, gun makers, and purveyor of quality gear and merchandise for the serious outdoorsman. There will be exciting seminars by the best in the business and evening banquets with fantastic auctions. Join us January 5th through 8th at the Dallas Convention Center. Go to biggame.org.
Jason Byinsky with BCR Realty wishes you and your family a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. The Byinsky family believes the Christmas season is the perfect time to say thank you and express their warmest greetings to friends and clients, old and new. Whether buying or selling a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust your real estate needs to Jason Byinsky with BCR Realty. For friendly hometown family service, contact Jason Byinsky with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or go online aggielandrealestate.com.
What does over 140 years of insurance experience mean to you? It means knowledgeable people you know and trust helping with insurance decisions, service, and claims. It means excellent relationships with major insurance companies that can help put money back in your pocket. Competitive rates, personal service, and peace of mind. What more can you ask from your insurance agent? Visit ANCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:31. It's 36 degrees. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. It's been just over 1 month since the city of College Station started banning the use of wireless devices while driving and bicycling. Police has issued one ticket and 88 warnings.
Very much like driving down the street, and any person can at times notice a vehicle swerving within a lane or not maintaining the appropriate speed, and you decide to pass that vehicle, and it doesn't surprise you that you see the driver there manipulating a communication device. That's what our officers are looking for.
Lieutenant Steve Brock says officers are getting a variety of reactions from drivers, most who live in the Twin Cities.
Some say they don't know about the ordinance. Others are very much, yeah, I knew about it. It's a habit. That's one of the reasons we're writing those warnings, because we want to break that habit, give people an opportunity to change that behavior, break that bad habit.
Brock encourages residents to tell their family and friends coming to town for the holidays about the ban. College Station police are looking for three black teenage boys accused of armed robbery. According to the report, two victims were taking out the trash in the 1600 block of Southwest Parkway near Bee Creek Park last night when they were confronted by the three suspects. One pointed a gun at them and demanded valuables. The victims complied and the suspects fled the area on foot. No one was injured. Further descriptions of the suspects are online at WTAW.com. There are more than 60 school boards in Texas opposed to having their districts rated by the letter grade. The Bryan School Board joined the growing list last night, calling on the legislature and governor to change the accountability system that's scheduled to start next fall. David Stasny says the state's new rules don't take into account factors out of the district's control, including a child's home life.
Teacher had told, who's now retired, said that third grader was falling asleep in class every day. It turns out the third grader was responsible at home for taking care of the baby and had to get up at night and change the diaper. Now, this is a third grader, and therefore slept all day during class.
Stasny noted one issue with adopting a resolution written by the Statewide School Administrators Association.
The only part that I know, or at least I'm 99% sure, the legislature and the governor will not accept is the idea that it sort of implies that we're going to come up with our own accountability system. Community-based, and I just know that's not going to fly.
A resolution adopted last week by the College Station School Board calls for state and local input to determine campus and district-wide performance. State Senator Charles Schwertner, who represents Brazos County, has filed legislation that would require state contractors to utilize the federal E-Verify system to determine that legal work status of their employees. Senate Bill 23 would create a law based on an executive order issued by former Governor Perry that currently requires state contractors and subcontractors to use E-Verify. Schwertner cited information from the Legislative Budget Board that there are currently 30,000 active government contracts between the state of Texas and private businesses that are collectively valued at more than $91 billion. 14 state senators agreed to co-sponsor SB 23, including Lois Kolkhorst of Brenham and Brandon Creighton of Conroe. Newly elected Bryan City Councilman Ruben Marine has compiled a list of what he wants to do in the next 3 years. Speaking on WTAW's The Infomaniacs, number one is improving streets.
I can name off a few, Palisota Street, Commerce Street, Leonard Road, which is part of TxDOT, which we would need to work with them to get developed. But to me, those are more safety issues. We have kids walking down those streets. The streets are very narrow. We need to work at getting those streets repaired.
Number two, as requested by residents of single-member District 1, is unity on the city council. It may not get the attention, Dallas Cowboys running back Ezekiel Elliott jumping into a large red kettle, but the mayors of the Twin Cities do generate money for the local Salvation Army at the annual bell-ringing challenge. This year, new mayors participated. Andrew Nelson of Bryan was the first to be asked about the results on WTAW's The Infomaniacs.
I'm pleased to say that Mayor Mooney and I both raised a lot of money for a wonderful cause. Yeah. Salvation Army has been around for 150 years, and longer than that. It's wonderful, but I'm even more delighted to say we work together, two cities, one community.
Eventually, Nelson did announce the winner.
But on that day, the more competitive we are against each other, the more we raise for a good cause. And I'm happy to say I think we won that.
The Salvation Army continues bell ringing at various locations. And if you think the last couple of mornings were cold, well, it was worse 20 years ago. The National Weather Service reports record cold temperatures were set in the Twin Cities in 1996. Yesterday morning's low at Easterwood Airport was 23. That's compared with a record of 17. Sunday's low at 27 compared to the record of 19. And as for today, the record low was 18, set back in 1924. WTAW News Time is 7:36. It's 36 degrees right now. You can text us at 979-695-1620. More news at the top of the hour or online at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
If you have land to take care of or you need service and supply company that can take care of you, Wegward Inc. and Calvert has served the Brazos Valley with small-town attention since 1978. Is your farm equipment in need of service or repair? Lance and his crew are experts at repairing and refurbishing trailers, including electrical, and offer welding service for farm equipment. And Wegward Inc. is your trusted source for hay balers, shredders, and pasture sprayers at no-hassle prices. Stop in now for year-end closeout pricing. Wegward Inc. on Highway 6 in Calvert or visit wegwardinc.com.
80 years ago, life was simple, and so was insurance. Since 1936, Van Dyke Rankin has been insuring your family and business, protecting those things most important to you. As a business owner, you've poured your blood, sweat, and tears into your passion. So save money while working with someone you know and someone you trust. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance. People just like you, providing insurance services with honesty and integrity.
Good news! Barker's Heating and Cooling is here to make you feel good this winter with a new Lennox Home Comfort System. Best of all, at Barker's, they have plenty of options for high-efficiency heating for any budget, so feeling cozy at home doesn't mean you'll feel the pinch of high utility bills. Call Barker's Heating and Cooling today at 979-314-0618 for nice, perfectly warm Lennox comfort. Call 979-314-0618 or online at barkerservices.com. License TACLA 28101C. Now through December 31st, get 15% off any furnace. Get your free estimate today.
If your business wants to reach brides-to-be, your business's ad should be in the spring issue of Brazos Valley Bride. Brazos Valley Bride magazine is full of pictures of beautiful local brides and local articles. It's where brides go to find the perfect wedding dress, the right wedding planner, and the best photographer. Advertise in Brazos Valley Bride. It's a great resource. Contact Sam Jones with Bryan Broadcasting at 695-9595 or email him at sam@bryanbroadcasting.com.
Good morning, Infomaniacs. It's 7:38 WTAW. Let's do weather. Weather's brought to you this morning by folks at Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications at 775-2929. And I just realized, you know, I've been playing like old weather.
Oh, really? Oh. I didn't even notice.
Well, it didn't matter a lot because it was kind of looking back on greatest hits of Boy, Sure Was Cold Yesterday, and we don't want that to happen
again. Right, right, right.
But he was saying, you know, the low on such and such a night. So, all right, so let me see if I can find the... All right, now we're gonna try to play the real weather here that we got this morning. So let's see how this works out for us. It's going well. Okay.
High pressure remains in control of our weather. The good news is we start to warm up a bit. We'll see sunshine today along with some passing cloudiness. It'll be 50 to 55 through the afternoon. Partly cloudy for tonight. Lows will be 35 to 40. Sunshine tomorrow. We turn milder. High 60 to 65. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy with lows of 40 to 45. Partly sunny day coming up on Thursday with highs between 55 and 60. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, we are going to be talking about current sports going on. Aggie women's basketball heading to Orlando, Florida, down at Disney World. They actually spent some time there yesterday and on Sunday, but they will be playing basketball today at noon against Dayton.
I'll tell
you where you can catch that. Of course, bowl games going on and NFL stuff. Monday Night Football, and Tom Savage going to be the starting quarterback for the Houston Texans come Saturday. All that more coming up in sports.
So there you go. And looking ahead, just so you know, we're talking about 73 degrees on Christmas Day. So it's another T-shirt Christmas.
Get your shorts out,
Texas.
Kids.
Yeah.
Yep.
We learned that it happens sometimes. And you got your Christmas spirit thing yesterday. You got your cold weather.
Just crank up the AC. Turn on the fireplace.
That's right.
Just pretend.
Let it go.
It's fine.
Yeah.
Have either one of y'all ever had a white Christmas? Because, Chelsea, I know you have family.
Right. Yeah. No, I have up in New York, not here.
No, you know, we've had some ice, or we have ice Christmases sometimes.
Yeah. Ice Christmas.
I will tell you, I'm like 12 or 13. And so the Cub Scout pack, we drove to Hearn because it had snowed in Hearn. We did. We all piled into cars and drove to Hearn so we could see snow.
Man. I'm just trying to picture you as a little Cub Scout.
Yeah, I know. You're really
precious.
Strange. Isn't that nice? But
hey, we did. I wanted to get to one tweet that came in after our big discussion about the school board and the accountability system, because this person texted in and said, as a teacher, it is not the A through F system that is the issue. It's the criteria that goes along with each letter. Apparently, according to this texter, 80 to 85% passing is a C, and the fact that they have to award so many Fs, it's a slap in the face when you work so hard for that 80%.
Well, it is, and I hear you. That's exactly right.
Yeah,
I think what we're just trying to identify, and again, I think when it's all said and done, just my opinion, is more the onus is on the elected officials in Austin, because they want to sit over there and tell people who are on the ground here dealing with everyday issues what they need to be doing to make it a better system. And I'm not saying that members of the Texas legislature don't have kiddos who misbehave or have had bad home life situations, because they're just like everybody else. We all have good days and bad days. So I'm not saying that they're sitting in judgment in a position where they're not as knowledgeable. It's just a matter of, it's almost when they do that, it's lording over a system. But in the same sentence, I'll say, but that system is not in its optimum position. Again, look at your tax statement. You're spending a lot of money on schools. Are you getting what you want? And if you're not, you know what? They have school board elections.
Yeah.
It's really fascinating. They have these elections, and, you know, you can go and vote,
and
you
listen.
Can choose. And, and we have candidates forums where we really try to ask questions about what, you know, other than what was your favorite lunch item growing up in school. So we try to kind of get a sense of who those candidates are. Hello.
I do have to say, y'all do have the best listeners in the world. With this story, the school stuff, and the report that y'all just gave about the teacher and how the grading system works, for those of us who didn't know, we can't see the forest for the trees, and you're just trying to figure out why the school systems don't like it.
Right.
Well, now I know, and that makes a heck of a lot more sense than what I did before.
Good. Thank you for calling, and you are welcome, because that's why we're here. It's because our listeners are smart. We just kind of sit here and
we're
open
just
up
the
phone
medium.
Lines.
We're
that's
just,
exactly
yeah, we're
right.
The voice.
I was about to say that.
That's
we're just
it.
Call in. Help us.
Hello.
At first I thought maybe it would be a good idea for all legislators to have to spend a couple of months teaching kids in school, but then I thought I don't want my kids exposed to a politician for that long.
No, you're right.
Good point. It's an excellent point. Yeah, that's and yeah, it's the walk a mile in my shoes deal. There's mm-hmm. no doubt about that. And there are, you know, but I must say there are people who have education backgrounds who are elected and sometimes to Austin, and sometimes those people end up in good situations. I know that that Jay Nelson's very well respected over in Austin when it comes to education, but the deal is, again, there are more than 1,000 school districts in Texas, and the problems in West Texas are different than the problems in North Texas, and the size of the school district makes a difference, and don't know. Somehow, some way, I believe in our lifetimes, mm-hmm. we're going to see fewer school districts in Texas.
They need an electoral college.
That's what they need.
Oh,
exactly.
Man.
Hello?
This is a message for the guys that are on WTAW between 6 and 6:30.
She forgets you.
6:25.
Right.
I turned the radio this morning to WTAW because I wanted to have some music while I was on the elliptical, like the treadmill kind of stuff.
So far, since
6 o'clock, all I've had is the two guys talking and talking
again,
laughing at their jokes
like
and
I'm
stuff.
Mute.
So
yeah, really.
I'm hoping it's
mute.
Maybe just
that's
a deal
sexist.
That happened on Tuesday. That it's not going to be that way every morning because I'd like to have it on WTAW.
Don't worry
about calling me back. I just was wanting to let you know that there's a bunch of us that would like to hear music on the radio, not just stuff.
Got it.
You know,
stuff.
Yeah.
That's not that pressing.
Okay.
Thanks. Bye.
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 See ya. Yeah. This will work it out for you. The Ronettes.
Ooh.
Jesse.
You go.
We're getting turnt in sports studios.
You do what now?
Turnt? Oh, yeah. No. It's hashtag it's lit.
Yeah, there
it's
you go.
It's lit.
Yeah.
Together with you.
That's it. That's Phil Spector producing the Ronettes in 1963.
Nice.
You know who one of his drummers was?
Who?
Sonny Bono.
Ooh.
And one of his backup singers?
Paul McCartney.
Girl named Cher.
Oh.
That's how they met, working for Phil Spector. Yeah. That's before he killed that woman. But,
yeah.
Yeah,
Things kind of went downhill.
Yeah, not very nice.
Yeah, 1960. Hmm.
And his hair.
Chelsea, I forgot to ask you yesterday. So over the weekend, the expensive coffee place came out with their fruitcake frappuccino.
No, yeah.
Didn't do that, huh?
No.
Okay, well.
Did not.
Did know anybody who did?
No.
Okay.
No. I haven't been this week, so I haven't even seen if they're... Well, it's Tuesday. It's only Tuesday,
okay.
Scott.
Did they maybe text you if you don't show up for
no.
four consecutive days?
Oh, that's a good idea
it
for their app.
Yeah.
You haven't been in a while.
No. Have you forgotten about
sure,
us?
Sure. We'll give you a special coupon.
Yeah, exactly. Because what? Have you found some place where coffee's priced reasonably?
No.
Oh, no. We want to get you back. All right. Well, but you don't. And
I've not been. I have not heard of anyone else who has tried it.
Are we already moving past pumpkin spice?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's way back.
Spice.
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
my bad.
Yeah, no, that pretty much ends. I mean, they still have it, but that pretty much ends in November. Now we're on to the fruitcake frappuccino.
Yeah, yeah.
And sometimes when they do new stuff like this, they give out samples. So maybe I should go try to just get a sample.
There you go.
One.
That doesn't make it good.
No, it doesn't, but it makes it free.
Yeah, it does.
Texas Regional Eye Center is Aggieland's exclusive home for LASIK vision correction. And now for a limited time, you can save up to $760 on all laser LASIK. Financing is available with nothing down and $180 for 24 months. Call Texas Regional Eye Center today at 774-0498 or visit texasregionaleye.com. Save over $700 on LASIK. Available in Aggieland, only at Texas Regional Eye Center.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
If you're living with psoriasis, you can live clear. X-Track Light Treatment is available locally, exclusively at Childs Dermatology. This treatment is clinically proven to slow and reverse the growth of psoriatic cells with virtually no side effects. Patients achieve 95% clearance and prolonged remission. X-Track Light Treatment is covered by most major insurance plans. So call Childs Dermatology to schedule your X-Track Light treatments and start to live clear. Call 979-696-4444 or visit childsdermatology.com.
Christmas is in the air, the decorations, the lights, and the arguments that continue to erupt over last month's elections. The presidential race may be over, but there is still plenty of political division in our country, and that can turn into a big problem when families reunite for Christmas. If you're worried about political arguments wreaking havoc on your holiday, think ahead about what you can do to avoid potential conflict. The most obvious solution? Well, consider that a family get-together isn't the best time to strike up conversations about politics. Stick to easier topics. But if your opinionated brother-in-law brings it up, you might try to remain neutral. If your candidate won, don't gloat about it. And if your candidate lost, don't make dire predictions about the future. If a family member brags over their candidate's victory, you can say, "I wasn't a supporter, but I do hope your candidate is a good president." Then console yourself with another piece of holiday pie. And if politics can't be avoided altogether, then at least keep your conversation friendly. Do more listening and less talking. Above all, don't let differences of opinion escalate into an argument. That's not a good thing at any holiday gathering. And whether your candidate won or lost, shove all those conversations about the election into a box and then leave it under the tree unopened. That may be the greatest gift you can give your family this Christmas. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-866-979-9147 or go to bestwaternow.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-866-979-9147, 1-866-979-9147, or go to bestwaternow.com. That's bestwaternow.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Skyline Communications presents Two-Way Radio for Business and Industry. Forget the brick radios of the past. Our full-featured units are lighter and smaller. Your cell phone can even access your radio fleet. Skyline Communications, Two-Way Radio, a better way.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Well, Fighting Texas Aggie women's basketball is in action later today, tipping off the Florida Sunshine Classic in Orlando. Here's Coach Gary Blair on the tourney.
Well, we have Dayton first. Dayton has been a former Sweet 16 team. They're a mid-major, new coach this year. In fact, their old coach spoke at our coaching academy this year, Jim Jabir, but we will go up against the best point guard that we've played this year, the Burdett kid. And as soon as we get finished with Burdett, we'll go against the next best point guard that we played all year. The kid from Syracuse is super quick. She's one of the tops in the country. She leads them in scoring. In fact, both of the point guards, they lead their teams in scoring. So we're going to have our work cut out.
Now, as you heard Coach say, the Aggies take on Dayton today at noon, followed by a 2:15 matchup against number 21 Syracuse tomorrow. Broadcast for both games will be on Sports Radio 1150 and the Zone 102.7 FM. Good news for Aggie football fans. All-American defensive end Miles Garrett says he will play in the Aggies-Texas Bowl game against Kansas State on December 28th. The statement comes after LSU's Leonard Fournette and Stanford's Christian McCaffrey both announced they'll be skipping their team's bowl games to get ready for the NFL draft. Garrett is projected to be a top three first-round pick. Of course, bowl season has already gotten underway with several games over the past weekend. Yesterday, there was just one, though. Tulsa defeated Central Michigan 55-10. Their quarterback, Dane Evans, threw for 304 yards and 5 touchdowns for the Golden Hurricane as they defeated the Chippewas. Now today, it's the Boca Raton Bowl with 8-4 Memphis squaring off with 10-3 Western Kentucky. Kickoff for that one is at 6 p.m. In the professional game, the Houston Texans and head coach Bill O'Brien made a big announcement yesterday.
I've let the team know this afternoon that Tom Savage will be the starting quarterback this week. against Cincinnati. As I said yesterday, you know, we don't make decisions, based on anything other than what's best for the team. You know, we make decisions on what we think is the best way to help the team, what helps the team win. And I think that yesterday and this week, I feel like Tom Savage gives us the best chance to win.
Savage threw for 260 yards in Sunday's win over Jacksonville. He filled in for starter Brock Osweiler, who tossed two picks early on in the second quarter. Now, after signing a four-year, $72 million contract in the offseason, Osweiler is second in the league in picks with 16 to go along with only 14 touchdowns. But the good news is the Texans are still tied for first place in the AFC South at 8-6. Last night's NFL game took place in the nation's capital, where the Washington Redskins were looking to solidify the second NFC wildcard spot with a win over Carolina.
Trips right. Stewart to the right of Cam Newton, who's in the gun. Newton to throw. Room and time. Leans back. Going end zone. Caught. Ted Ginn. Touchdown. Carolina Panthers.
Oh, my goodness. That's what you do.
Cam Newton looked to be back to his old self. He passed for 300 yards and a pair of touchdowns as the Panthers upended the Skins 26-15. Nikola Jokic had 27 points and 15 rebounds to lead the Denver Nuggets past the Dallas Mavericks 117-107 last night. This evening, it'll be the Spurs and Rockets back in action. Houston comes in riding a 10-game win streak, while San Antonio puts its 14-1 road record on the line. Tip-off between the two teams is at 7 o'clock in H-Town. And out on the ice, the Dallas Stars are back at home. They entertain the St. Louis Blues at 7:30. And that's been your morning sports update. On News Talk 1620, WTAW, I'm Zach Taylor.
Since 1957, Slovacic Sausage in Snook has been making the best-tasting sausage in Texas from the same family recipe. Slovacic is the official sausage of Texas A&M Athletics. Whether it's from the grill to the family gathering or from the pit to the neighborhood party, serve the sausage voted best in the Brazos Valley. Serve Slovacic. Be sure to come in and check out their full-service meat market, relax on the front porch, or grab some fresh kolaches from their bakery on your way out. Slovacic Sausage, Highway 60 in Snook.
Brad Mitchell in the studio right now with Jen Zweiker from Zweiker & Associates. Now, we were talking last week about the numbers and how November was looking great.
It was huge.
Fantastic numbers for November.
Mm-hmm.
How are things looking for December so far?
Looking great. You know, the interesting thing about real estate, you know, here we are in the middle of December, and really the month has already been determined, because closing timelines for most lenders are about 30 days. Some close in 21, some close in 45. So, you know, the outcome has largely been determined. I don't know if we can compete with November, because, you know,
it's
almost
big,
60%
yeah.
growth over last November is huge. I keep hearing huge. It was big. It was really big. I don't know if we can do that here. But I do think December is going to be incredibly strong. Just going off of how things went at Zweiker & Associates, I think it's going to be big.
That is awesome. And you called it.
Well, thank you. My snow globe is a crystal ball.
I always say you guys are the experts. And if you want to get in touch with the experts, do it. Get them online. ZARealestate.com is where you do it.
Hallmark Cleaners understands that you make an investment in your clothes, so they don't cut corners when it comes to your dry cleaning. Hallmark Cleaners provides quality processing at competitive pricing. They have three BCS locations, South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. Experience great convenience with Hallmark's drive-thru and same-day in-by-9, out-after-5 service. Hallmark Cleaners, the Brazos Valley's trusted dry cleaning, laundry, and alteration service for over 20 years.
A little chill in the air, Christmas music on the radio, curled up in front of a crackling fire in the fireplace with a big mug of hot cocoa. Christmas is all about traditions, and traditions turn a house into a home. At Zorneman Flooring, we love holiday traditions, and we want to be a part of creating just the right look and feel for your home. Stop by our showroom at the corner of Boonville and Wildflower Drive, or find us online at zfloors.net. From all of us at Zorneman Flooring, we wish you a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of the businesses sponsoring the games of your favorite team.
Businesses like Pioneer Steel, Schulte Roofing, Prosperity Bank, Atkinson Toyota, Hargrove Insurance, and Cherry Rufino Realtors.
Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
There you go, about, I don't know, it's a minute till. Here's our thought for the day. After January 20th, Rick Perry will be 15 heartbeats away from the presidency.
Ooh.
All right. Okay, guys, here we go. We're trying to help you out. Bad gifts for the ladies in your life. Mm-hmm. Bad gifts for the ladies in your life.
I'll confirm.
Anything she needs instead of wants.
True.
When women are good at taking care of details, okay? So just remember that. And it's things that she wants, not needs. Awful flowers.
Yeah.
Flowers are okay, but awful flowers are not.
So what classifies as an awful flower?
Find a female florist, okay? She can tell you.
Good
okay.
point.
Remember, bouquet of flowers, good. Table arrangement, bad. Sports paraphernalia.
Yeah.
Unless you...
Unless you're Chelsea.
Well, no. If you know that she likes sports, that's fine. Otherwise, no. Sparkly stuff. While women do love jewelry, two things to remember. Too much too soon is bad.
Yeah.
Too much.